Another personality that you, of course, had association with, and that is Garth Brooks. Uh-huh. Tell me how you met Garth Brooks and your first association with him.
His mother was on the Ozark Jubilee, and Billy Parker was on there. So I booked his mother, jumped roller rink in Fairfax, Oklahoma, three or four places like that. After she had her kids, I don't know how many she had, but after she had them, she quit. She was on Capitol Records.
Colleen Carroll?
Yes.
His mother?
Yeah. I had a band called Stonehorse playing up at Stillwater a lot. Garth would come to me. He was a bouncer there, and they let him set in with them. We're glad to do it because he was an asset, and they all liked him. They all went to school at OSU anyway. Also, my son and him were friends in college up there, tagged the one that died recently. So I kind of got to know him there a little bit and knew his wife. She'd come out there. They weren't married at the time. She'd sit at the table with me while he'd get up there. But New Year's Eve, and I don't remember what year it is. My nephew has a tape of it, but he can't find it right now. There's another club out south of Stillwater. It was called the Cimarron Ballroom, too. No relation to the one in Tulsa. In fact, one in Tulsa had already turned into a parking lot. But I was doing a lot of booking out there. So New Year's Eve, I booked Billy Parker, Red Steagall, and some lady act, I can't remember what it was, but she was a big name. They all worked with Red's band there at that Cimarron Ballroom. So Garth shows up and finds me. He wanted to sing with Red's band. He said, man, I never had an opportunity to sing with a band like that. Could I do that? I said, okay, after intermission, Garth, we'll do it. And I didn't have to ask Red. I mean, Red trusts whatever I say. Danny Teagall is Red's brother and his front man on his band. I take Garth over and introduce him to him. He wants to sing a couple of songs with the band. Danny said, okay, that's fine. I'm glad to meet you. What songs you want to sing and what key you want to do them in? Because they didn't have time to rehearse. Danny had his guitar there. He said, I'd like to do Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music and Party Dolls and Wine. That's just something you don't do. You don't sing the star's song at his show. Danny said, are you singing? He said, yeah. He said, make it easy on you guys because you know those already and I can do them in the same key he does. Danny, honor as he can be, thinking, boy, this is going to piss my brother off good. So the break's over, and Red's sitting over the table, his wife and me and my wife and all of us just having a great time over there. And they kick off Lone Star Beer, and Red starts jumping. Damn, I got to get on stage. He started on stage, and Garth already there with a mic in his hand singing Lone Star Beer to Bob Wills Music. And Red just stopped and stared at it. And he came back. He said, what's going on, Raymond? I said, well, he's a good guy. He's a good friend of mine. But he said, he's singing my song. I saved for my finale. Anyway, I got him sat down and settled down a little bit. He did Party Dolls and Wine, which is another Red song, and came down and introduced him. And Red, gentleman that he is, he said, you sound pretty good. I like your choice of music. After Garth became a big star, he was in Fort Worth at a radio show there. And Red was on the road somewhere, but he was listening and he called it and asked the disc jockey, I need to talk to that guy you got there, Garth Brooks. And he said, Garth, I want to ask you one thing. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, why did you sing my song when you got on stage? He said, Red, I just knew that your band would know them. He said, I sure didn't mean to offend you. But you know, Gar, now he's still loose as a goose with the stuff like that. And here he's in Tulsa, grab that boy and bring him up on stage with him. Saying, he's just loose like that.
When Garth did that and he sang, he did a good job, so he didn't embarrass you at all, right?
Oh, no, didn't embarrass me at all. He did a good job. I've got a folder here of his contracts. I booked him a lot of times. I had him opening for Billy Parker when Billy played Stillwater. I also had him opening for the Stone Horse Band. I consider Garth and me pretty good friends. We went to some baseball games together 2 years ago. I was got this Larimore baseball program going up here. American Legion is no good in Oklahoma anymore. That's unfortunate because that's the best baseball there was, but they got deals where they put all the better players on one team. And Garth knew some of the boys that would be playing at Owosso. So he called me, and we went to a couple of games here in Claremore and one in Owosso. But I haven't talked to him since. 2 years, I guess.
And then you did some other booking of him and caused him to send you a letter thanking you for what you've done.
Oh, I've got it on my wall right here. I forgot about that. At Marlboro Traveling Show, a contest, they'd get somebody that was kind of a medium star, just getting started, to MC the show and sing a couple of songs. So I got that for Garth. I got it hanging on my wall here. It says, Ray, thanks so much for what you are doing for me. Coming to Stillwater for my very first official gig is a neat feeling. Here are four songs that I have. If you'll have the band to learn any of them, which one do they like the best? I do appreciate them doing this. Please give me a call when you receive this. I would like to hear from you. God bless, Garth Brooks. Yeah, he did that. There's those Marlboro shows. That's what I did with Ronnie Dunn, too. Nobody else is going to have that letter because it says my first official gig.
It's nice that he stayed in touch with you. I mean, you went to a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have nothing but good to say about him. I've heard some people in Nashville don't like him so much, but that's their problem. He's always been good to me.
But wasn't he a great promoter himself?
I don't understand it. I mean, he is not the most talented. I mean, he's very talented. But they say, well, he's got a good voice. Well, I can tell you a whole bunch of them has got a good voice.
Right.
Well, he jumps around on stage. Yeah. I don't understand how he can sell out in that BOK Center 5 nights in a row, stuff like that. I can't believe it, you know.
You're saying many of them are just as good as he is, but the way he's promoted himself. And then remember, he had a big concert in Central Park, New York City.
I know. Yeah, he's played some weird places.
I always thought that Garth could sing almost any kind of music, and it wasn't just country. He could sing rock and roll. He could sing other. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah, he can sing. But that's not what people buy the tickets. They go see him for what he does. I mean, his songs.
He did have quite a few hits, didn't he? Now he's got his own radio channel. And
yeah.
Friends in Low Places is the signature song for him. And here in Oklahoma, we love it. So,
oh, yeah.
Are you still amazed that he became the star that he did?
I'm amazed that he got that big, but there's been nobody else in the history of music ever got that big. I don't believe. I don't know anybody that sell out the BOK Center 5 nights in a row.
Well, Elvis Presley probably could have done that.
Well, let's go back to the last time he was here. I don't know. He's at maybe Center, Elvis Presley. Did he sell it out?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know why that was funny, but that was funny.
Well, anything about it, maybe Center and you and me is funny.
Well, should we move into that story right now?
We surely can.